streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great, fun show for you tonight with these crazy, fun-loving guys from the COPA office and HeyMaricopa.com. We have Mr. Mark Montgomery and Mr. John Stapleton. But before we bring them on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night. And like we always do, we want to give a big shout-out to all our members in our 150 prisons across the country. And we want to give a big shout-out to my two brothers, Marvell and Christopher, doing a life sentence, and they holding it down and educating behind the walls now, because that's what it is. And we just want to give a shout-out to the team on the ground that's doing that thing to educate these young kids to a better tomorrow. But, yeah, like my wife said, we got a great show tonight with my boy Johnny and my boy Hip Hop Vader. We're going to put it down and just have a great time. So before we bring them on air, I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna dedicate one of my songs to them that I recorded back in the day. And I just want to break that to them, that this is exactly what we're going to be doing in the game. So this is for y'all.
We're ballin', ballin', baby. We're ballin' out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control. Oh, where we need to go. It's all out of control, my people. It's all out of control. And go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. Ballin' out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? Ballin' out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. Ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we dedicated that song to Hey Mayor Cope Office. I recorded that song in 2004, so, and we still balling out of control. So we're going to bring my man Mark in first, and we're going to let him formally introduce himself, and then we're going to bring John in.
Hey,
Mark,
what's up, everybody? What's up? Hey, you know what? Ballin' Out of Control is the hottest tune in the universe. And you know, I felt like, Rob, Lucinda, I was looking for my basketball while I was walking around on the phone listening to that hot tune. And I just want you to know that I thank you for that dedication.
Hey, that's all good, man. Because, hey, you know we got to ball out of control for real. Yes.
Dude, I was Kobe Bryant, man. I was Kobe Bryant. I was dying, but I just didn't have a ball in my hand.
You didn't go to your Kobe Bryant status, did you, man? For real.
I flew there. I was right there, balling out of control, man.
You
wrote
you
that,
didn't
right?
go up. Yeah, I wrote that, man, in 2004. Man, I got over 200 songs under my catalog, bro. Yeah, I've been recording since 1985.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I own all that, bro. Produced it, sing it, everything. Yeah, man, I got 200 songs under my catalog, bro. Yeah, I've been in the game 30 years,
man. Rob.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, bro. Can you, like, I want you to prove it to me that's your song right now by giving me your best, you know, get your chops working up here. Drink a little bit of water.
I don't have to get out no chops rolled up because I can just sing it straight out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Ballin', baby. I'm ballin' out of control. Yeah, man.
Woo!
I don't need to get no chops worked up, baby. I mean, that's what I do for real. I'm glad to have you tonight, man. Yeah, I'm glad to have you tonight, man, because we have a great show tonight. And I'm going to bring John in and let him formally introduce himself, and we're just going to have a great moment. Hold tight.
All right.
Hey, Johnny, formally introduce yourself and welcome to the show.
It's my turn?
Yes.
Your turn,
Johnny.
You know, I felt like, I didn't really feel like Kobe Bryant. I felt like I was calling into the a cable company to talk about my bill, you know, and I was on hold for a while jamming out, and I almost forgot what I called for, you know. So,
Rob, check it out.
I
turned into Kobe Bryant, and he felt like Kurt Rambis. That's all that
is. Hey, that's a lovely thing, bro.
I'm going to put in the work.
That I still got you turning into something out here, you know.
Great.
Yeah, for
Sorry,
real.
I'm glad you guys are not singing at the office all the time. That's all I know. You know, but you know, if you start encouraging Mark, you know, he gets these illusions that, you know, his career is going to go in a different direction.
But we won't do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, what I want to ask you, Johnny, let the people know about this great magazine that's out here in Maricopa. And how did it get started, and where we at today, and where we about to go. So I would like for you to introduce that to the world.
Well, we got the Copa magazine. We've had it out for a little over a year now. Mark and I started working on this a year and a half, last spring of 2013. We were introduced by somebody who was going to work with both of us separately on a project, but you know, she thought it'd be a good idea to introduce us and see if we can get on the same page. It wasn't really hard to be on the same page in terms of positivity, because Mark was down for the community, and I wanted to go in a direction myself that was going to be positive for the community. I had been writing some hard news around here, and sometimes it gets a little deep. And I didn't think that really represented what the community itself was about. I mean, people coming in from all over the world here to Maricopa, and there's a lot of good vibes here, and you don't really have to go far to look for it. But, you know, the media They try not to act like it's there. So
yeah.
We tried to bring it out and just, you know, give the people a voice. And
Yo. Hey, Johnny, tell them the truth, man. Tell them the, you know, when we first met, like, what was the attire, the clothing we were wearing, our very first meeting? Tell them about that.
I came in with my Nacho Libre mask, you know, just to try to loosen it up a little. I didn't know it was going to be a, he had his own issues with wardrobe, you know, so he likes to bring out Halloween costumes out, you know, in the middle of the day. So I didn't know it was going to be like that the whole way through.
Right. You didn't know he was going to be turning into a superhero on a daily basis, huh?
Yeah, you know, one minute he's right there, and then he goes and changes, you know, like a little kid would do, you know, when he feels like he's got to go watch his favorite show or something. You know, he puts on his Superman pajamas or something. It is a little
dark. He brought fun to the table along with great work ethic.
Yes.
Hey, man. Hey, guys, every day is Halloween, man. Come on, let's have some fun. You know?
Yeah, it's all good fun, and the kids love it, you know. So we just roll with it.
My man, you know. So we want to say right here on Worldwide Show, man, we congratulate you and Mark for, you know, being persistent with the magazine and also doing great things in the community. And also I'm going to come to you now, Mark, and I want you to let the viewers know about the good work in the community that y'all are doing and also the work that you and John do also covering the sports here in the community as well.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how to define what we're actually doing. I mean, John, we got together. I just realized that when I first met John that the first thing that I saw was this guy is just a grumpy dude. When I first met him, I was like, what is up?
Nothing changed about that.
It's just this grumpy guy with a dark cloud. And I was like, you know, man, this is my, I was like, it's the antithesis to how I am. Like, I see everything, you know, the glass is always, you know, half full, right?
And, yeah.
And, so that yin and yang thing took effect. And what I really saw, this started off as a business venture. It was nothing to do with how, you know, get a piece of chance and I'll be very frank about that. Like the person who really inspired me to actually start, you know, going, yeah, you know, I'm going to go market myself and really get out there with the public was 50 Cent. I don't know
wow.
if you've heard of 50 Cent. Have you heard of 50 Cent, Rob, or Lucinda?
My man, all good.
Okay, so you know 50 Cent, and his record was Get Rich or Die Trying. And
my man.
That's what started this whole thing was I said to Carrie, okay, listen, we're going to go, you know, we've been doing real estate for 7 years. We've sludged, we've strove, we fought through the crash of the real estate market and through tears. I mean, I'll kid you not. There were times when I felt like, you know, I didn't know if I could keep going. I mean, I lost my money twice, all our money, our houses twice. And it felt like the day after I got my real estate license in 2006, the world went upside down and the real estate market crashed. And, you know, it was tough. But I've been a full-time realtor. Well, most people will say I'm not really full-time too much these days, but I've been a full-time realtor now for almost 10 years. And I'm grateful for every single experience, even the mistakes that I've made in the past, you know, for everything that's happened. And because it has all come to what I feel is meeting John and bringing together two visions, which we found are very similar, but and very, very unified now, but from different places in life. And it's very effective. He has totally helped me with sort of my philosophy of, my whole thing is selling positivity now. what happened was John said, "Hey, we got to get together with the high school. We got to promote the students." That was his strategy, and I saw it as a business strategy, in the sense that we need to get out there. It's a great way to get out there, and I could sell more houses. But what happened was, along the way, I met people like Tina Dugan and Tom and Cheryl Pedro and all these people who really devoted and dedicated their lives to community service to these kids. They devoted all their free time after they worked their jobs to helping these children, you know, with sports and making their lives around sports more enjoyable. And because of that, there was an evolution in my own mind and heart as I got to see good people giving freely of their time. When I saw that, it kind of evolutionized or revolutionized my heart as well, and it became a whole different venue for me. It was a whole different strategy. And when I saw John's writing, I was like, stuff has got to get out there. And so I became dedicated to that cause. And it's not that definition of get rich or die trying has changed for me. The richness is in meeting the people of the community and getting to know them and seeing people, young people, be encouraged by what we're producing. And that's what I wanted to say about all that. We're giving to the community. This is a weird business that we've created, because we are actually selling positivity and promoting goodness, just goodness. I mean, too many people rely or fight or strive to be great. We hear that all the time, don't we? Greatness.
Amen.
I want to be great, right? But what about just being good? Let's just make the good level. So that's what we're all about, just trying to do all the good we can for as long as we can and have some fun along the way.
Yeah, in order for any of this to work, your heart has to be in the right place, you know, and you just have to keep that vision strong, you know, and you can't let it waver. But, you know, if the heart's not in it, it would fail. And I think just the people that we meet on a day-to-day basis really pushes us, because there'll be days where we're worn out, we want to quit, mm-hmm. but we realize that there's a lot riding on what we do, and it's become bigger than either one of us, our individual roles, that's for sure. So, and I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, that's real, man. Yeah. You know, and I just want to say we here at the Streets Don't Love You Back, me and my wife, we definitely take our hat off to y'all, because I met you a while back, John, and you was, you know, just moving around and getting your vision together at what you wanted to do, you know. And the next thing you know, I seen you putting your magazine out and had that vision, you know. And along the way, like Mark said, y'all come together as a team and became great at what you do, you know. So it's all good, man. And we appreciate
Donnie,
what y'all do.
Donnie's balling out of control. Come on, Rob. Let's sing to Johnny right now. Balling out of control.
Oh,
come on,
gonna,
you I'm
going
to
let you sing my track for me tonight. Hey, Johnny.
What's up?
I love how y'all really, you know, this is, I want to let the world know, this is how they act every day, even at the office, because I'm at the office with them. So tonight we're just having a great show. We talking serious, but we also letting people know, you know, it's about laughter and having fun as well, you know. And there's two songs, one song that my wife wanted to dedicate to y'all, that I recorded this song back in 1998, and this is off of my album, You Played Yourself album. So I want to dedicate this song to all the people who played they self along, the way at what Johnny and Mark has put together. Because on any team, you got people who ride and the ones who fall off, you know, like Mae West, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this is for those people. So we're going to be right back with my homeboy, Mark and Johnny. You dig what I'm saying? And we're going to give a big shout-out to the graphic man, my homeboy D-Love. I call him D-Money. That's
D-Money.
My man. And we're going to be right back. We got the You Played Yourself in effect. We'll be right back with John and Mark.
He's dropping Mae West.
Yeah.
B-O-Y-D and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your clear haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Brandon knocking you out like Robitussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bedroom just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You want it out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls. It wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm taking it back up in you. Do dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Now how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back, but in my face you be like Struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like push on, get on, get out my face, partner, cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my baby, but you have been acting kinda shady lately, so I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird, partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate, but you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight, partner, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and what wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as flu with those known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand niggero. You played yourself. No, 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 I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. My partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why'd you test me, Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did.
You
played. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and saying, when it coming in, when it coming.
The hottest. The hottest. The hottest. Newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say,
the streets don't love you back, sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
We back with my man Mark. What's good, my friend?
Hey, man, just balling out of control, man. You know,
that's what it is, man. Anything you would like to actually share with the viewers right now while you're online, Mark? Because I really like what you and John were saying. We're gonna go back to John in a couple of minutes, but I want you to really express what's on your mind and what you would like for the viewers to know.
Yeah, I want to make you a T-shirt. That's the first thing on my mind. I was listening to the song. I believe it was a rap tune that was just played. What was the name of that?
I recorded that in 1998. You played yourself.
You played yourself. And I thought, man, I really want to make you, Rob Boyd, a T-shirt. And it's going to be called The Real Rob Boyd. Because
that's just lovely, man. You know, I would really appreciate that, man. That's real talk. Hey, what one thing I know about you, hip hop, from us talking to each other and kicking it, man. The more you listen to my music and you hear certain things, you really get a vibe of where I actually come from.
Oh, good, man. Everything's flowing. I love your show. I love your product. I love just everything about you guys.
Hey, we appreciate it, man.
Can I orate a little bit about you, Rob? I mean, there's people who do charity work, and they do it, and everybody that I believe that does charity work, I think it's a good assumption that they're doing it from like John said earlier, a pure place. You know, I'm going to go and feed the homeless. That comes from a pure place. I'm going to help someone wash their car. She's an old lady. She's an elderly lady. I'm going to help her. I'm going to walk her across the street, right? And it's from a good place. But you, my man, take the passion and the care and the attention to the service of your charity to a higher level. And what I mean is when we went out to feed the homeless a couple Sundays ago, and I was running a little late, you know, with the water, you know, it was only 120 degrees out there on the pavement in Phoenix, right? And you know,
amen.
Water's important, I understand, and I was running a little late.
But, yeah, because hey,
you know,
one thing about it, Johnny, when they see us pull up, they automatically line up, you know. And I thought that the other people that was with us that day, that's why I said let's go ahead and proceed, because I thought we at least had about three or four cases to get started. But when I seen we only had that in the bucket, I panicked, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, wow, you know, we got 100 people already looking us in our face, you know what I mean, saying water, water, water. You know, and I'm like hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. Where you at, baby? You know what I'm saying?
And I was going through my mind. I was like, okay, I got to get the water up there. Rob keeps calling me for the water. It takes 40 minutes to drive from Maricopa to Central Phoenix.
Right.
I was like, I got to get it there. Great.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you got there before
you
what was
really
happening,
see.
You know, and he told me the time.
Go ahead, Johnny.
You know, like he told me it was going to be like at 2 o'clock, he was going to go drop off the water. Yeah. I showed up to his house at 2 o'clock. I go, aren't you already supposed to be somewhere else?
No, you're driving me out. That's not right, Johnny.
He's like, I think so.
Hey Johnny, you put him out here all the time.
I have to remind him like an hour ahead of time. I don't even bother telling him the schedule really, because you know he's gonna forget
right.
it. You gotta tell him like an hour ahead of time, so he spends more time reacting than anything else. So.
Right.
May I interject? He really seen
the significance of the water. He really seen the severe significance when he got there.
Once he got there, he understood the magnitude. And it's the same thing when you guys dropped off the backpacks for the kids here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the line around the corner of the building, and these kids were just waiting, and it was hot. It was another 120-degree day. But just to know that you were there for them, that, I mean, it's mind-blowing to be there in person and see that, what it does for their lives.
Thanks, man.
You know?
And we want to say thank you to John, Mark, and the whole COPA staff for allowing us to have our fifth, you know, backpack giveaway to the kids. And we gave out 150, 100 or something like that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great feeling again. That me and my wife do that, because everything we do from the heart, and we do because this is what we've dedicated our life to, you know. And we
mm-hmm.
started 5 years ago when we dedicated what our mission is. So 5 years later, we've done met great people like Mark and his family. We done met John and his family, and just great people along the way that done you know, helped us move further in educating our kids and helping the homeless and giving. I mean, it's just overwhelming 5 years later on what God has blessed us with.
Yeah, man, amen. But look, listen, bro, what I love about you, and I didn't let me finish because John thought he's diming out with, so I don't know what he's talking about there. I really don't, but
right.
Here's the thing. Rob, you were like all, your business strategy, I mean, I could see your business acumen as well. It's like I can see your success outside of charity as well, because the way you were distributing, the intensity of your distribution of water was amazing. You look like a grocer. You know, you're bagging groceries. You're like, get the water, everybody. Get the water. Water. Running down the street, chasing people.
Yeah, I mean, I had to take care of my people. You know what I mean? They've been waiting, so I got to let them know, hey, water's in. We got you. You know,
water's in.
He's finally arrived.
Water's in.
You know? Yeah.
Water's in. Bone.
Hey, Johnny, the line was long,
yeah.
John, and the people, they was like sweating just like me, and I'm like, thank God the water has arrived.
Hey, I sweat it all the time, so, Rob. I sweat it all the time, wondering if he's gonna show up. You know.
All right, we'll talk later. That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
Yeah,
we're
having
a
great
call.
Time.
I'm waiting for the call, man.
Hey, I want to let everybody know at the Streets and Love You Back. Tonight is a great, fun show. And
mm-hmm.
everybody know we have a different variety of shows on our show. But tonight is with two great people. And it's just, we just having a ball, you know, and that's what life is all about, educating and teaching that too, that you can have fun along with being successful.
Balling out of control.
Yep.
All day, you know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah.
Man. So I know you guys got a lot to do, so any last words from you, John, and give out the website as well.
Well, you know, I'm just really happy that the way things are going and the way we are all kind of working together for the same goals, the Streets Don't Love You Back, Copa Magazine. You know, you guys are going to become a regular feature in that. You know, HeyMaricopaTV.com is all over here in Maricopa, and, you know, it's going to be one big family that just keeps getting bigger. So those are the things I'm looking forward to, and, you know, I hope everybody else is ready for it.
Oh, ain't no doubt, man. You know, and
yeah.
I just want to, you know, piggyback off what John just said. You know, yeah, this thing is about to go all the way major. You know, I seen Mark and John build this baby up, you know what I mean, to a whole year now. And that's just like any business you're in, whether it's business or whether you're putting a project together. You know, once it's done been stretched out there for a little bit, then it's time to take it to the next doorstep, you know. So now we'll send that magazine, the COPA magazine, to be in 150 prisons, like I said, every month, you know, and that's members from the Streets Don't Love You Back will be carrying that message on because, like John said, we'll be featured in there every month, and we're going to just make this thing to the point where the COPA can be a major voice to many across the country because it's bigger than Arizona. And thank John and Mark for putting this great voice together because I'm going to make sure it gets to where it needs to be. So
thank you.
That's what I wanted to say. And here go my
thank
wife
you.
For a few minutes, gentlemen.
All right.
Guys. I just wanted to thank you. Hi. I wanted to thank you both for all your support. You know, I know we met John. I think we were Facebook friends few years ago, and you came to one of our first book signings here in Maricopa. One of the few people that showed up, actually, and you were right there. You sat with us and you talked to us, and you told us a little bit about yourself, and that's when you were writing for some of the other newspapers. And just from then on, we kind of kept in touch, and you know, you used to come to our boxing matches, and you brought uncle and friends, and I had a good time.
I brought all the trouble with me.
Brought the trouble, let me tell you. No, they had a good time. They enjoyed themselves there, and we're glad that you brought them and that you all had a good time. But and then Mark got to come to one this past year and bring his family, too. So, you know, you guys are just a joy to be around.
We've got
to
bring some boxing here to Maricopa.
We could do an event or something out here. Definitely.
Yeah, I think our champion fighter over there, I think she challenged Hip Hop Vader to a fight, and I could be wrong.
I heard she was scared though. So you know.
Yeah.
That's what we heard.
I don't know. We could put the question out there and find out. We could put it on Facebook.
Wow.
That big question.
Good idea.
Are you ready to
Dude,
rumble?
Hip Hop Vader versus Gabrielle. Ooh, Ariel, right?
Ariel.
She's like a. She's amazing. She's only what? 16 years old.
She's 16.
Is that right?
She just turned 17.
Wow, and the way
she
carries
turned,
herself is. She's amazing.
Yeah.
You can see that she doesn't act all tough and hard like you would expect a boxer to be. But she just seems like, hey, I'm Ariel. I'm just happy to be here.
Her story goes back to when she was young, though. She was bullied at school. And that was one of the reasons she started boxing, so that she could defend herself. And look at her now. She's our 2016 Olympic hopeful. You know, we're sending her to the Olympics, God willing.
Wow.
And she graduated high school, and she's already got her associate's degree as well. And she's only 17, and now she's going back in college. She is amazing, and she's something
she's
else.
She's going to be better and stronger than the Klitschko brothers. You know how they became doctors. I think she's going to surpass them. You know, in terms of intelligence and just what she could do, not only for Arizona, but the country, you know, that's like getting big time, you know, so.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, you know, Mark, it's fun to be around you too, and we appreciate you coming out to Stand Up Arizona and doing a little bit of filming and meeting everybody, and I know Mother Green had a great time with you, and everybody had a great
Mama
time with you
Green.
Because you're so funny.
I love Mama Green.
You gotta come to the office more, Lucinda, and help me keep these guys under control, you know.
Hey, I'm
Mama,
not
we
working.
We need to see you more often.
Working,
we need to see you more often.
I send Rob to the office, and I'm in my office, and then I go out and do my work and come back and get back in my office. So now we're getting ready for this Saturday because we're going to have a booth at the Maricopa Kids Day. And I've been making this game, this, like, Wheel of Fortune, spin the wheel, answer a question and win a prize. And we're going to have questions relating to gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse, and kind of educate the kids that way with maybe true-false questions that they can think about and answer, and then we'll have our little treasure chest full of little toys that they can pick from. So we're looking forward to that.
We'll
be there covering it. You know, we may be participating in some way. We're not sure yet. So
come on over and help us ask a few questions to the kids if you want to.
Balling out of control. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That was my closing. That was my closing statement right there. So. Balling out of control.
Come on, Lucinda.
Sing it. Come on. Balling out of control.
Whoa. I'm not the singer in this family, and I'll admit it. Oh, goodness. We'll have to have
it's him. Nonstop jingles all the time.
That's right. Well, you'll have to get him singing. He hasn't sang very much lately.
No. Don't get me started.
No, don't get him started.
I want to go in the studio with Rob. I want to go in the studio with Rob and just cut tracks, you know, just lay down the leather on the vinyl. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. That's right.
Has anyone ever seen
that
something laying
over
down
there
the
at Ulta Star Mart?
You want to do the rapping or the hook or what?
The what now? The hook? Did you say hook?
Do you want to do the rapping? You want to do the hook? What do you want to do?
I don't know. There's too much terminology. I just want to lay down the leather on the vinyl. You know,
you just
want to
go in and lay it down.
I think there's a karaoke machine over there at Ultra Star he can practice on. So
can we scratch records and stuff? Can we scratch? You know, do the old school on that.
Yeah, man. We really appreciate that, Johnny, y'all, for real, man. And y'all keep up the great work, and we want to give a shout-out to Miss Julia for all her support with the Streets and Love Your Back. We want to definitely give her a shout-out on the show. And
Julia?
Go ahead, my brother.
I said Julia. I was just giving some sound effects.
Oh, giving her a shout-out. Okay, my man.
Like,
it's Julia. Not good, you know. For sure. And we just want to say thank everybody, man, you know, because we're trying to do great business. And we're going to take this thing around the country, man, because I believe in what John and Mark doing with their magazine, and I want it to be a success. So me and my wife is going to do what we do, you know. So we want to give Mark and John a last go-out song, and after that they can hang up or hang in. But we're going to dedicate this last song to you.
Hey, Rob.
Life is just a story. Run it.
Rob.
Go ahead.
I wanted to tell John something. Hey, John?
He on the air.
Yep.
Okay.
How do I push mute on Mark?
John, for shizzle, it wasn't a drizzle in the copa. It wasn't. It was not. It was not a drizzle.
No. For
not
shizzle,
today.
It was not. No.
Yeah.
They were. The weathermen were faking the funk today.
Faking the funk.
Oh, he was definitely faking it. You know, it's
not
rain.
All we got
was
the funky armpits from the humidity. That's all we got. So,
yeah. It was in Mesa all day, and it rained all day out there.
Where?
Mesa.
Right. It was both shizzle and drizzle in the Mesa. That doesn't sound right.
Without a doubt, you know.
Mark, Rob, and I, all we had today was a burrito funk from Pepe's. That's about it.
Uh-huh.
No rain.
Yeah, no rain over there at all, you know, for sure, you know. So, yeah, Johnny,
for
man,
shizzle.
I just want to say thank y'all, man, for coming on the show tonight. And
thank you.
And we'll see y'all. I'll see you tomorrow, and we definitely going to see each other on Saturday. And that's going to be for the kids' day. And come on out, Maricopa fans, and people from everywhere, you know, because it's going to be a
Maricopa Wells,
day.
Maricopa Wells school over there. That's where it's at.
No doubt. Yeah. You know what I mean? And come on
Saturday.
Out and have a great time. And we give much love
about
to the Rams.
Millions of people will be there.
Yeah, we give much love to the Rams over there at the high school and all the coaches and Donahue for, you know, giving Kids Day you know, and his wife, May. So we just want to thank the whole city of Maricopa, you know what I mean? And let's keep doing what we do and stand up for real. So we appreciate y'all, man. And we're going to take y'all out tonight with a song called Life is Just a Story, you know? And thank you for being on the show tonight.
Hey, out of control.
Life, and I don't know why. The situation's getting stronger and it's taking longer. Just tell from your riches. I'm still living the life while others locked up in prison. So listen, the shit that I did was illegal, but I'm not going in depth with you people. So let me do what I gotta do. It really doesn't matter who don't like my change. Stay away from me if it bothers you, cause I won't get mine. You better change yours. You say it's open opportunities, but all I see is closed doors. Cause my LIFE had me in a state of misery. Made me want to go back in my past and change my history.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Mama strike quicker than switch flip. Got to go on to the wrist when the lip slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy, one king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walking around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy.
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it had that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it, they're not doing it, but it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know, I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know, I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
First time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least 3 people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships, I've stolen from people, my family, I've physically abused them, I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential, because I chose to pick Little White Rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We had a great show for you tonight. We had my man Mark and John from the COPA office, from the COPA magazine in Maricopa, Arizona, and a great time like always. Wish you much love and success over that way. And don't forget, we got Kids Day coming up in Maricopa this Saturday, September the 20th. Be there. I think it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And thank you, Dr. John and wife May, for such a great event. So we look forward to coming out, supporting that event this Saturday. So come on out, bring your kids, and have a great, great fun day. And join the movement to educate our kids against gang, drugs, and violence at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackning.com. And we here at the Streets Don't Love You Back Show, thank you for tuning in every Wednesday night. And boy, and Lucinda sounds off. And I always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back. God bless.
for deceit. You best believe I learned the game from dope dealers and thieves. Made a little piece of cheese like a nerve to fiends. I take a trip across the planet, watch the stars collapse. Point my compass to the north and put my game on the map. Representing to the bullets, just an ass to vet. Weed addicted, all I know is blowing smoke in my chest. Don't worry about the mule being skinny, no lie. All it takes is 1 second for a million, I try. But if you step into the north, east side, bye bye. Got you blazing like the smoke on my blunt. I'm high to the north, baby. I'm on you, taking trips out of town, hitting clubs in California. Bar massage straight, missing ass in the plate. Counting dollars after dollars, blowing drinks in your face. What's the flavor in your ear? CGP till I'm high. Pull a sack out your pocket, so your lighters in the sky. Contraband, understand, blunt torch in my hand. Seeds pop when it's hot, now let's take it to the top. It never stops to the bang, bang, book your song. Ghetto child, get a wild, representing the north. With the exposure to grab your enfoja. Nigga, like I told ya, Mr. Nasty Nas is a soldier. Let's lock till infinity. Millions is the mission, and keep on wishing that we would never lose position. From the east to the west, now the north is born. Now come and let me tell you how the east side was won. Don't worry about the real being skinny, no lie. All it takes is 1 second for a million, I try. But if you step into the north, east side, bye bye. Got you blazing like the smoke on my blunt. I'm high to the north, baby. Show